Welcome to Live with Passion and the teachings of Father Cedric Pazegna. This program is designed to help deepen your relationship with God and empower you to live with greater passion. We invite you to log on to www.frcedric.org for more inspiration. That's www.frcedric.org. May the Holy Spirit touch you as you listen now.
Welcome to Live with Passion. I'm Father Cedric Pazegna. I so welcome you to the program. Here's the context. The Hebrews were about to enter the Promised Land, and they were meeting with all these giants, all the nations that they had to dispossess, and they were afraid. This comes from Deuteronomy chapter 7. Don't say in your heart, these nations are greater than I. How can I conquer them? Rather, you shall remember what the Lord your God did to the Pharaoh and to all of Egypt, the great trials that your eyes saw, the signs, the wonders, the mighty hand, the outstretched arm by which the Lord your God brought you out. So will the Lord God do to all the peoples to whom you are afraid. We all meet up with trials and obstacles and tough situations in our life. We wonder, how am I ever going to get through this? How can I do it? And the Hebrews had this problem. They were about to go into the Promised Land, and they were meeting up with all these enemies, and they were afraid, and they were thinking to themselves, we're going to be defeated, we're going to be killed, how can we ever do this? Well, Moses gave them a solution. Moses told them, only remember what the Lord your God has done in the past. He's done it in the past, he'll do it again. You have a history with God. Only remember what God has done in the past, and he'll do it in the future. There's a saying in the African American church, God has taken us thus far, and he's not going to leave us where we are. So in other words, God's going to bring us forward, not go backwards. I go into some pretty intimidating situations. I preach missions all around the United States. These are like the Catholic version of a revival. And some of the churches that I go into are quite large, and sometimes I'll preach to over 1,000 people at a time. And I'm pretty shy and pretty introverted, and I know I've been at this for about 30 years, but I get intimidated by this. And I think to myself, how am I going to do this? It's just little old me. And then I think about all the victories that God has given me in the past. I have been a missionary now for 30 years. I've gone into large situations. I've preached at youth conferences with over 1,000 people, and I've gone into some pretty large churches. And I think every time I've gone in there, God has showed up, he's manifested his grace, and he's going to do it again. God hasn't taken us thus far just to leave us there. He wants to keep taking us further and further and further. Then I think about television. I've been into television now, broadcasting for about 14 years now as I preach this, and I've gone on live TV nationally, and I've preached live on national TV. It's very intimidating, and I think right before my knees will knock and I'll be trembling, and I think about the victory that God has given me in the past. And if God has done it before, he'll do it again, and it's the same way in your life too. God will bring you victory. Think about how he's worked in your past. That's exactly what David did. King David, well, he wasn't always a king. He used to just be a shepherd boy. And one time when Saul was inviting any of the Hebrews to go to battle against this Goliath, this Philistine who was taunting the Hebrews, and Saul was looking for a champion, to somebody to at least stand up to him, David walks forward. And he says, I will conquer this Philistine. And he looked at David and he says, you will what? He says, you're just a little shepherd boy. How are you ever going to do that? And this is what David said. He goes, whenever I was tending the sheep and a bear or a lion came out against us, I was able to conquer them, and I'm going to conquer the Philistine the same way. God gave me victory over the bear and the lion. God's going to give me victory over Goliath. And Saul just kind of, he said, all right, I'll let you go. He tried to put armor on him. He says, I don't want your armor. That doesn't work for me. He went out there, as you know, with a slingshot and a few stones. And the same God who gave David victory over the lion and the bear God gave David victory over Goliath. And that's exactly how he was given the victory. He remembered his past. He only remembered. What a strategy that is for the future, to remember what God has done in the past and to bring it right into the present and into the future. And as you know, David killed Goliath, became a mighty warrior, became the king of Israel. Why? Because he remembered what God had done in the past. We all have a history with God. God is the one who created you. God is the one who's protected you up to this moment. He redeemed you on the cross. So he's not going to leave you there. He's going to keep giving you victory. So when you face adversity, when things look impossible, when you're facing hard times, keep your hopes up. Walk by faith, not by sight. Only remember, all things are possible for God. I began to understand that that's how God works in a person's life. When I was back in college, I was a freshman in college and studying business at the time and had a relationship with a girl. And it was about a 9-month relationship, and finally we broke up. And then at the end of that breakup, I went through a season in my life that was one of the hardest seasons for me that I ever went through, because I was really without God. I had done some things with that girl that I was not proud of. I was now feeling ashamed of myself and guilty. I felt far from God. It was the closest to depression that I've ever felt in my life. I was very empty. And instead of condemning me for my sins, instead of rejecting me and casting me off, I found out that God is a redeeming God, that on the cross, Jesus saved me and forgave my sins. And so I found out something about God. If God is for you, who can be against? So that became a part of my history, a moment of forgiveness, a moment of salvation, a redemption. That was a Red Sea moment for me. And I call it a Red Sea moment because if you remember, the Hebrews went through the Red Sea. God split the Red Sea for them. And that was called the Passover, when the angel of death came, killed all the firstborn of the Egyptians, and they had splashed blood on their doorposts. And so the angel of death passed over them, and then God brought them through the Red Sea. That was called Passover. Now, on every Passover, what the Hebrews do, the Jewish people do, is they gather together, they have that meal, the unleavened bread, because they're getting ready to leave, and they celebrate Passover. And when they celebrate Passover, what they're doing is remembering. They're remembering the past, what God had done for them, how God split the Red Sea, how God had redeemed them, passed over them, and freed them from the Egyptian oppression, freed them from slavery. And that's exactly what we do, if you're Catholic, that's exactly what we do at every Mass. Mass is a celebration, but it's a remembrance. Only remember what Jesus did for us on the cross. In fact, every Mass, it's not a new sacrifice, it's the one sacrifice. Oftentimes people of other denominations will say, why do you do the sacrifice over and over again? When it says in the Bible there was only one sacrifice of the cross, that's exactly what we're doing. Is we are, the word, the theological word, it's one sacrifice. The theological word is it's an anamnesis. It's a dynamic remembering. We remember the Passion during Mass so much that we take it from 2,000 years ago, present it, it's a representation. We present it before God in the moment, and it's efficacious so that whatever we're going through now, we can have victory through the cross. One time, you know, my dad used to be a carpenter and I'd work with him all the time. And he passed away about 20 years ago. One time I was passing by a building that they were building and I could smell the sawn wood and that smell of sawdust. And it made me remember my dad so vividly. Just the smell brought back the memory. See, we're made with memory. I was listening to a song on the radio, rock and roll song, and it was from the 70s. And as soon as I heard the song, all of a sudden an image of high school popped into my mind. And what was that? That's that dynamic remembering. There is a place called Mount Tabor. It rises up out of the plains of Galilee. It's right near Nazareth. And it rises up about 1,886 feet high out of the farmlands of Galilee. And if you remember, Jesus took Peter, James, and John up Mount Tabor and was transfigured. We believe it was Mount Tabor. He was transfigured before them. And here these fishermen have this theophany, it's called, this dynamic religious experience where they encountered the glory of God, the Shekinah glory, and they actually heard the voice of God, and Jesus' face shone like the sun. It was a dramatic religious experience. Now, this religious experience is proclaimed, the Transfiguration, every second Sunday of Lent. Well, why is this proclaimed at the beginning of Lent? The reason is every second Sunday of Lent, right at the beginning, only 10 days into Lent, we have this ecstatic experience. We go from the desert to the mountaintop. It's because the beginning of Lent means that we have a long time ahead of us. There's fasting and almsgiving and penance and suffering to go. Lent is a penitential season, and it can be difficult. And so this religious experience is given to the community, given to the Catholic Church and to all who will read it, so that we will be fortified, so that we will remember what is to come, so we will remember this religious experience, so that when we're going through the prayer and the fasting and the difficult moments, we will be strong. So this is exactly what the Church does in Lent. It does it at Mass, we remember. Does it in Lent, we remember the religious experience, so that we can be strong to face the adversities, we can be fortified to face the difficulties, so that we can have power whenever we go into hard situations. So this is a great strategy that the Bible gives us, that the Church gives us, that we got to employ. We can't just live in the moment, and that's very important, but we have to remember our history with God. And you might be thinking, well, wait a minute, I haven't had a religious experience in my life. Well, that's when Jesus said, blessed are those who believe without seeing. Believe without seeing. But many people have had religious experiences. In fact, there was a Pew survey done, and the Pew survey listed about half the people that go to church have had some type of a religious experience. And I know that I have, along with the forgiveness that I received when I was a teenager after that relationship with that girl. I had this wonderful anointing with the Holy Spirit that revolutionized my life and changed my life. And I have people that come up to me and they talk to me about their religious experience. It could be a visitation with an angel or hearing the voice of God, or maybe you've been to Medjugorje or Lourdes and you've seen the sun stand still, or something dramatic, something beautiful, and that's wonderful. And people will come up to me and, as a Catholic priest, and say, Father, I had this religious experience and I'm not sure why I had it. And what I tell them is, only remember. You are given a religious experience so that you will be strong and face the future. I was given near-death experiences, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, to strengthen me. I have been through the death of my parents. I have been through a knee operation. I have been through other sufferings. I have been through difficulties in ministry, coming into religious life. I've been through a lot of sufferings, and what I've done is I've drawn upon my past. As I remember what God has done for me in the past, I don't just look at the hard situation, the hard circumstances. I realize I have a context, and so do you. God was the one who gave you birth. God has protected you. God has watched over you. God has kept you up to this moment. Only remember what God has done. We have all experienced our own Passover. We have all had the cross in our life. Jesus has died for us personally. and in some way, shape, or form, I believe that God has touched you, only remember that, and as you face the difficulties that you have, you will be fortified and strong and be more than a conqueror. Now, the name of the series is called Born to Win. You weren't born to be a loser. God has anointed you so that you will be a winner in life, more than a conqueror, victorious. You don't have to live defeated and down. And the strategy that the scripture gives us is only remember. When I first met the Passionist community, I went to Mexico, the country of Mexico, with them. I was just a young man, probably 23, 24 years old. Went down to Mexico to help the poor. So we did work with the poor down there, and I was a volunteer, and I could see the poverty was, I come from Massachusetts, a middle-class neighborhood. I had never seen poverty like that. There was no welfare. And so we were working there trying to lay foundations for homes to give people some kind of a place to live that would be better than what they had. And there was a group of priests, group of lay people, and I'll never forget, you know, the children would be playing. You could see the little Mexican kids out there playing and everything, and they were seemed quite happy. Although they didn't have much, they seemed happy. And I remember seeing one of these young boys, and he looked like me. And I thought to myself, all of a sudden I had this revelation. I could have just as easily been born there in Baja, Mexico, as Massachusetts. And that was life-changing for me in terms of giving thanks, having gratitude toward God, giving praise to God. I came to realize that I've been given opportunity. I was given beautiful parents. I had a great education. I had a wonderful place to grow up and wonderful opportunities, as I said. And it could have been just as easy for me to be born in Mexico or Iraq or Africa or some other places that are third world countries. And so in gratitude, I only remember. I remember the opportunities and the advantages and the education and the blessings that God has bestowed on me. You have a history with God too. God has given you opportunities and blessings and family and history. And so only remember, and that will keep you strong when you face the adversities of life. So I'll never forget what happened to me in Baja when I saw those people. So you probably remember the story of Paul the Apostle. If you remember, Paul the Apostle was a persecutor of the church. He was Saul at the time. And he was coming against the church because he believed that Christianity was wrong, and he was a Jewish Pharisee. And he was coming against the church, not just coming against it, he was persecuting Christians. In fact, the first Christian that was martyred, Saint Stephen, was Paul was there, Saul was there, as a witness to his death. So he was persecuting the Christians to death. In the meantime, God was working. God was at work protecting the Christians. What happened was, as you know, Saul had this moment on the road to Damascus when the grace of Jesus touched him in such a powerful way. He fell off of his horse, was blinded for a while because of what he was doing, and he became a Christian. He had this dramatic experience. Paul would constantly refer, if you go to the Acts of the Apostles, Paul talked about that experience many times. And he talked about it in adverse situations. And what was Paul doing at the time? He was only remembering what had happened to him, how God had been merciful with him, so that he could face prison, he could face the jail time, he could face the hardships. But the other point I wanted to make was that God was working in Paul's life in order to protect the Christians that would have been persecuted and perhaps killed by Paul. It used to be Saul. Saul's name was changed to Paul. So behind the scenes, as the Christians were praying, and I want to tell you right now in your life, behind the scenes, God is at work, protecting you, working in your life. blessing you, keeping you in ways that you don't even know. The Christians at the time, they didn't know what was going on when all this was happening with Paul. But God was working. God was splitting the Red Sea. God was dying for us on the cross. God has all these different ways that he's worked in our life. And the problem with us is we forget. It says in the scriptures that forgetting what lies behind, I press on. What we do is we forget what we should remember, and we remember what we should forget. Actually, when it comes to life, what we do is we remember, oh, I've lost my job, and I'm going through this difficulty, and I'm facing this adversity. And that's the things that we should forget and remember how God has worked in our past. And in faith, God will open up a door for you now. So only remember, trust God. God is at work protecting us. I remember the story of my dad. He was in the Second World War in the U.S. Navy, and he was on submarine duty. And I remember he told me this story that he was just about to get onto the submarine. He had all his gear with him and everything. Just as he's about to get onto the submarine, he hears a voice over the intercom, and it says, "Will Cedric," he was Cedric Sr., "Will Cedric please report to shore duty now?" And he turned around and went to shore duty. And as Dad tells the story, that submarine never came back. They never heard from them again. What was that? That was God protecting him. You might be thinking, well, what about all the people that went down? God will protect them too in his own way with eternal life. So I heard a song on the radio. It's by Amy Grant. It's called Angels. And she sings a song about the angels of God. They're very mysterious. Some people have had visitations with angels and they've heard the voice of angels. We always try to depict angels as being, you know, these beings of power and light, and they are. They're mighty beings sent to serve us on the way to salvation. She sings a song, and here's just a couple verses. God only knows the times my life was threatened today. A reckless car ran out of gas before it came my way. Near misses all around me, accidents unknown, though I never see with human eyes the hands that lead me home. Angels watching over me. And she sings that over and over again. I read a book one time, and it was called Coincidences Are God's Miracles. And I like to say that coincidences are God incidences. So you have a history with God. God has given you life. God has blessed you with opportunities. Most of you have been educated. You came from a good family. God has protected you. God has redeemed you. There are Red Sea moments in your life. Only remember. And yes, I understand that some of you have lost your job and perhaps a loved one, and there's many adversities, and there's great hardships, and there's obstacles in front of you. I love what the scripture says. The scriptures give us a strategy when the times are hard and the going is tough. And the strategy is this: only remember. This is what the Catholic Church does at every Mass. We remember that Jesus died for us on the cross. And we remember it so dynamically. Remember, the word is anamnesis, that it's brought right into the present moment. His love, his salvation, it's efficacious. I am a Passionist priest, a Passionist religious, and you'll see on my heart, I have a heart. And inside the heart are three words, the Passion of Jesus Christ. We have a saying, may the Passion of Jesus Christ be always in our heart. So we remember the Passion. That Passion brings new life, intimacy with God, power. We are dedicated to the memory of the Passion. This is a great strategy about being victorious in life. Only remember. So the Hebrews were afraid. They had a great challenge in front of them. It was hard. They were afraid because they thought they were going to be killed. And the strategy that Moses gave them was only remember. David remembered how God had protected him and he was able to defeat Goliath. And perhaps you have some Goliaths in your life, some giants in your life. Only remember how God has been with you and helped you and protected you in the past. And I believe he's going to do the same in the present and in the future. This is what the Catholic Church has taught. This is Passover. This is what David taught. And if you think about your own life, you'll realize that God has been there all the time. The African American Church says, God hasn't brought us this far to leave us there. He's going to take us through. And I'm praying that as you remember the great things that God has done for you, he will take you through, bring you to victory, and you will realize that you are born to win. Don't just live, live with passion. This is Father Cedric Pizania. Thank you so much for listening to my program. I hope you are inspired by my radio program. My goal is to reach out to you and to all with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I invite you to visit my website, www.frcedric.org. That's fathercedric.org. On my website, you can watch my television programs, you can listen to more podcasts, you can make prayer requests that come directly to me, and much more. I have many resources to help you in your Christian life. My resource phone is 844-FATHER-C. That's 844-328-4372. Please feel free to call.